But then there's also the question of religious leaders. Could family separation at the border be the issue that galvanizes Christian evangelicals against President Trump? Or no, they'll criticize the policy, but still support the administration overall because of the appointment of conservative judges and justices, defense of religious freedom, all that. Writing about some of this, Emma Green, staff writer on religion and culture of the Atlantic. Emma, what about it, how evangelicals are sorting out here on this emotional issue?
We have seen an unusual amount of pushback from conservative religious leaders across different religious groups. That's evangelicals, Catholics, Orthodox Jews. For the most part, they have strongly condemned the family separations at the borders and called for immigration reform, but they haven't necessarily condemned President Trump himself.
And I suppose an out for some of them might be the administration trying to lay the blame on previous administrations and Congresses.
I think many of them point to past presidents and administration, and many of them are calling for Congress to act. I talked to a number of pastors who expressed frustration that President Trump is being blamed for an ongoing problem, while at the same time expressing sadness and outrage that children are being taken from their parents when they arrive at the border.
But to some people, it was notable that Franklin Graham, who's just been a great supporter of the president, did part with him on this issue, although, again, maybe blaming past administrations, media, whatever, for where we are now.
It was an unusual step away from the Trump administration for Franklin Graham, who called the policy of family separation disgraceful. But you're right, he did it carefully and was very careful not to throw President Trump under the bus.
Emma, though, as you know from covering religion, sometimes what the leaders say is not what the people in the pulpits do. And, of course, I've heard many callers on talk radio defend the administration, saying this is the only way that immigrants know that it's unwise to try to cross the border. Of course, critics of those people would say the ends justifies the means. Who believed that doctrine some decades ago? But what about that? That even if Franklin Graham says it's bad, doesn't mean the people in the pews will agree.
I think these leaders have an enormous amount of influence in the evangelical world. They have huge social media followings and churches that they minister to. And in the Catholic world, many of the clergy are the single leaders that people look up to. But you're right, there's a lot of distance. And we've seen this again and again on immigration, that sometimes leaders are out ahead of where the people in the pews sit.
And, of course, even during the election campaign, you did have some evangelicals that parted with Donald J. Trump, even at that point, but were unable to persuade some of their co-religionists. Leave it there, Emma Green, The Atlantic. Thank you so much, Emma.
Thanks for having me.